Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So thank you for coming. I'm going to read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, with the translation and the commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So I'm going to read at the end of the second chapter, which is called Contents of the Gita Summarized. This is text number 70.
Apurimanam achala pratishtam samudram apa pravishanti advat tadvat kamayan pravishanti sarve sashantim avnoti nakamakami.
Person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, but is always being filled, but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. So this is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Although the vast ocean is always filled with water, it is always, especially during the rainy season, being filled with much more water. But the ocean remains the same, steady. It is not agitated, nor does it cross beyond the limit of its brink. This is also true of a person fixed in Krishna consciousness. As long as one has the material body, the demands of the body for sense gratification will continue. The devotee, however, is not disturbed by such desires because of his fullness. A Krishna-conscious man is not in need of anything because the Lord fulfills all his material necessities. Therefore, he is like the ocean, always full in himself. Desires may come to him like the waters of the river that flow into the ocean, but he is steady in his activities, and he is not even slightly disturbed by desires to sense gratification. That is the proof of a Krishna-conscious man, one who has lost all inclinations for material sense gratification, although the desires are present. Because he remains satisfied in the transcendent loving service of the Lord, he can remain steady like the ocean and therefore enjoy full peace. Others, however, who want to fulfill desires, even up to the limit of liberation, what to speak of material success, never attain peace. The fruit of workers, the salvationists, and also the yogis who are after mystic powers are all unhappy because of unfulfilled desires. But the person in Krishna consciousness is happy in the service of the Lord, and he has no desires to be fulfilled. In fact, he does not even desire liberation from the so-called material bondage. The devotees of Krishna have no material desires, and therefore they are in perfect peace.
Apurimanam achala pratishtam samudram apa pravishanti advat tadva kama yam pravishanti sarve sashantim apnoti nakamakami.
Person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is always being filled but is always still, can alone attain peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires.
Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristaya Buddhaya Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vajarane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desitarane.
Here in this verse, Krishna is explaining the secret to become free from anxiety. One time I went to a store looking for books on health, but practically all the books on health had to do with anxiety. It seems that in this mature world, especially in present society, everyone is full of anxiety. So anxiety means that, generally speaking, there are two different types of activities in this mature world. One is that we're hankering for what we don't have, and the other is that we're lamenting for what we had and then we lost. So generally speaking, in the material world, everyone is either hankering or lamenting. And because of this hankering and lamentation, we're always in anxiety. Where we want what we don't have, we're anxiety to get what we have. And then when we get something, we're anxiety about losing it. And then after we lose it, we're lamenting or anxiety over the fact that we lost it. So how to become free from anxiety? Here it explains that our mind, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Udra Atmanatmanam Natmanam Avasadayat Atmaiva Yatmano Bandura Atmaiva Ripur Atmanaha. That a man or a woman has to elevate himself by his mind and not degrade himself, that the mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and it's his enemy as well. For one who has conquered the mind, it is the best of friends, and for one who has failed to do so, it remains the greatest enemy. So the purpose of human form of life is actually to conquer the mind. But it is not very easy to conquer the mind, because in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna also says, Chanchalam Himana Krishna Pramati Balava Dridam Tasyaham Nigraham Manye Bayor Gvayor Iva Ivashaya. That the mind is restless, turbulent, and very strong, and to subdue it, it seems to me, O Krishna, more difficult than trying to control the wind. So our mind is so fickle that it's constantly moving from one subject matter to the next. So to conquer such a fickle mind is very difficult, and it is always trying to trick us in many different ways. So Krishna has given us the same formula, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Asam Shaya Mahabaho, Manu Dura Nigraham Chalam, Avyasena Tukunteya, Vairagena Chagriyate. Yes, it is very difficult to control the restless mind, O Arjuna, but it is possible by suitable practice and by detachment, by suitable practice and by detachment. So, what is that suitable practice? That suitable practice has been explained here. That practice which puts the consciousness or the mind into a higher state. So the example is given that just like the ocean is so big and full that even during the rainy season when many rivers enter into the ocean does not at all become disturbed because of its fullness. So similarly, a person whose consciousness is full, spiritually full, although there may be so many material desires present, one does not become disturbed by them. So that fullness and consciousness, the formula for that, is somehow or another, yena tena prakarena mana krishna niveshayat sarva vidhi nisevyasyor eti or eva kinkara. Somehow or another, fix the consciousness or the mind upon Krishna. That if the mind is thinking about Krishna, and there are different degrees of intensity of thinking about Krishna, Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can think about Krishna, his form, his quality, his pastimes, his associates, his loving exchanges. There are different degrees of intensity and consistency in thinking about Krishna. But the more one consistently, the more one intensely thinks about Krishna, then the less one has become subjected to the influence of material desire. Vishayamani vartante niraharasi dehinam rasa vardham rasopyasya param drishva nivartate. That the embodied soul may be restricted from sense objects, though the taste for sense objects remains, but ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, one remains fixed in consciousness. So the secret of conquering the mind is to experience a higher taste in Krishna consciousness, and then so-called material attractions no longer become so attractive. The example which you probably heard before is Vishwamrita Muni. That Vishwamrita Muni was a great yogi, and previously he was a king. But as a king, he got into a quarrel with a great sage named Vishistamuni. So during that quarrel, Vishvamrita Muni decided to become a brahmana, a saintly person, and so he underwent the austerities for 60,000 years in order to become a brahmana. You'll be happy to know that in this Krishna consciousness movement, you don't have to wait 60,000 years to become a brahmana. We have a much shorter method. Anyhow, he was living in Satyuga, so he had to get second initiation, he had to wait a little longer than we do now. So he sat in meditation for 60,000 years. Unfortunately, the king of heaven named Indra, he thought that why is this man meditating so intensely for 60,000 years? Surely he is undergoing this austerity because he wants to take my position as Indra, the king of heaven. So Indra, he has his secret weapon known as the Apsaras, beautiful heavenly damsels. And so he deputed one of them to break the austerity of the sage. Her name was Menaka. So the sage was sitting there thinking of nothing for 60,000 years. Getting a little bored, thinking about how many Sunday feasts he had missed at the Hare Krishna temple. And so he was sitting there in meditation, and suddenly he heard the ankle bells, and he thought, well, let me take a little look, peek. I won't do anything, I'll just take a look. So he opened up his eyes, he saw Menaka. And he said, well, what 60,000 years anyhow? So he fell down, and he lived with Menaka for 100 years. He had one child named Shakuntala. And then he thought, I just wasted 60,000 years. So he went back, he retired again from household life, went back into meditation for another 60,000 years. Indra again thought, this man is trying to take my position. He never gives up. I'll send another apsara to break his vow. So he sent another apsara. This time she decided not to go. This apsara didn't want to go. She said, I can't go. I have no insurance. It may be dangerous. But Indra convinced her to go. Again, the sage heard the ankle bells. And he thought, it's her again. And he became so angry that why is she come here to break my austerity again? So he became so angry, he opened his eyes, and from his eyes shot flames from his eyes, and the apsara was burned to ashes. And this time he fell down due to anger. Then he decided that I just lost 120 years, 1,000 years. He decided to go back into meditation. And this time, he meditated another 60,000 years. And Indra thought, well, if he's so determined, let's see what happens. But Brahma came down and gave him second initiation. He became a Brahmin. So who has 180,000 years? Anyone here have 180,000 years? But that's what it took Vishvamrita Muni in order to conquer the mind in an era when people had much more control over the mind. But because he was trying to do so without fixing his mind upon a higher subject matter. But in this age especially, it's recommended Anyetwe Vama Jananda Shutyan Yebya Kupasate Kepi Chati Tarantyeva Mrityam Shuti Praina. There are others who, although they're not conversant with spiritual knowledge, they begin to worship the Supreme Lord upon hearing about him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they can also transcend the path of birth and death. So in this age, what's recommended is to hear about the name, form, quality, and pastimes of Krishna. And to hear the philosophy about Krishna consciousness. In other words, the more we hear about Krishna, because hearing about Krishna and associating with Krishna are identical. Here in the material world, if we chant water, 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 then we cannot taste water because the name of water and the substance water are different. But when we chant about Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 Rakshamam, Krishna, 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 Paihimam, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam, Rama, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Paihimam. So when we chant like that, then according to the absorption that we're chanting with Krishna, we can actually feel Krishna's presence. And for one who can chant Hare Krishna without any offense, with pure ecstatic love, then one can directly experience Krishna. And in that direct experience of Krishna, one can experience unlimited happiness. And because one is experiencing unlimited happiness, therefore, Swami Kritartho Navarache, as Dhruva Maharaj said after he met Lord Krishna in the form of Priyagarbha, then when he saw this form of Vishnu, he became so overwhelmed with transcendental happiness that he forgot all his material desires that he had had and simply said, "My dear Lord, I was looking for some broken pieces of glass, but now I've found a diamond like you." So in this age, although we may not be great philosophers, we may not be great meditators, we may not be great performers of rituals, but if we simply hear with submissively from the proper authorities about Krishna, and we understand our relationship with Krishna as being his servant, and we take up the process of devotional service to Krishna, then the result is that we can actually associate with Krishna directly. And in such association, then our original relationship with Krishna, our original spiritual identity can be awakened. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kavinoy, Shraddha, Shraddha, Shraddha Navi, Shuddha Chite, Koriye Udoy. That love for Krishna is dormant in everyone's heart. Each one of us, we have an eternal relation with Krishna. We have a spiritual identity, a spiritual form, spiritual activities. But now it's been covered over by the forgetfulness called Maya. But simply by hearing about Krishna and then doing the activities which are necessary according to what we've understood, then the result is that our original consciousness is awakened, just like at night. We may be dreaming that I'm a great personality, I've become a great philosopher or a great millionaire, a great industrialist, a great scientist, a great politician. But when we wake up, then we think that now I'm someone else, that was just a dream. But the fact is right now, all of us are actually dreaming. We're dreaming that I am Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so, but actually this body that we have is just a dream. Not that it's not, doesn't exist, but it's only temporary. Just like a dream exists, but it only exists for a certain amount of time and then disappears. So similarly, this material identity that we have will exist for a certain amount of time and then it'll disappear. But if we wake up into Krishna consciousness, then we'll realize who we actually are, and then there'll be no more misidentification with something temporary, but we'll actually identify ourselves with that which is permanent. And if we identify ourselves with something permanent, then there's no more anxiety. Nashti buddhi yuktasya, nacha yuktasya bhavanaha, nacha bhavyantak shantir, ashantasya kutak sukham. That for one who's not in transcendental or Krishna consciousness can have neither a controlled mind nor a steady intelligence, without which there can be no possibility of peace, and how can there be any happiness without peace? So as long as we identify ourselves with the temporary, how can we be peaceful? And if we're not peaceful, where is there any question of happiness? So this Krishna consciousness movement is offering this knowledge, and especially is offering this chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this chanting is so powerful that even if we don't understand the mantra, still it has its effect. Even if we don't understand the meaning of these words, still it will help us revive our original relation with Krishna. On the other hand, if we understand the meaning and we chant Hare Krishna, asking Krishna and asking His internal energy, known as Srimati Radharani, to kindly engage us in His loving transcendental service, if we sincerely ask for that, and Krishna, when He sees our sincerity, does engage us in His transcendental loving service, then the result will be that our natural dormant love for Krishna will be reawakened. So, very simple process, very simple philosophy. Unfortunately, we've been trained up that everything is very complicated, so therefore the simple things seem very complicated, and the complicated things to us seem very simple. But if we hear this philosophy, then actually we'll understand things as they are, and we can understand how to act to actually make progress towards real peace and real happiness. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Are there any questions? Prashant is ready. Oh. Any questions? Okay. Karandra, we have a little kirtan now. How long is the kirtan? What's that? Okay. Sit down, kirtan. Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutle Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Korhavani Pratarine Nirvijeta Shunyavari Pasyachyari Pratarine Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Right.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for attending patiently. And we'd like to thank Maharaj also for enlivening us, and hope you'll come back again soon to Perth to help us out here in fishing. Now the feast is ready. You can all just come to the family and take the prasadam. Thank you very much. Thank you. And this Tuesday, on the 6th of February, it is day after tomorrow, we have a big festival in the temple. So the program, the main program starts in the evening, 5 o'clock, with the Arati, and then we have a bathing ceremony called Abhishek, followed by a nice feast. So you all welcome for that. So please come to the temple. Our temple is in Bayswater, 144 Railway Parade. So please come to the temple and attend the program. Thank you very much.